James, Chuck, and I headed out on our annual camping trip in the mountains. It was about a two-hour drive off the main road to the start of the trailhead, and then another hour walk to get to the campsite where our cabin in the woods was. When we finally arrived at the campsite, the lady working there told us explicitly to stay away from cabin number 4 with the red door. We asked her why this was, but she wouldn't give us a straight answer, as if she was keeping something from us. I didn't think much of it at first, until later that night, when we were hanging out in the cabin, and I looked over at cabin number 4 next to us, and saw something super creepy. There was this dark figure at the bottom of the windowsill, with beady white eyes staring right at me. I couldn't quite make out the face, because the inside of the cabin was barely lit. I told my friends about what happened, but they didn't believe me, which really irritated me, because I knew what I had seen. Later that night, I took another look at cabin number 4, and all the lights were off, and I couldn't see anything, except a vague flickering light in the background. Now, I had to figure out what was going on, or else I would not be able to fall asleep. I told my friends I would be right back, but didn't tell them where I was going. As I walked out of the cabin, I made sure not to make any noise, so that no one in cabin number 4 would hear me. I quietly made my way over to the window, where I saw those white beady eyes earlier in the night. My heart was racing faster and faster, with every step I took. When I finally got to the window, I heard something coming from inside. Sounded like whispering, and then footsteps. Now my heart was really racing. After hearing that, I was way too afraid to peek inside the window, so I quickly scurried back into my cabin with my friends. I quickly peeked over from my window to check to see what those footsteps were all about, but all I saw were those two white beady eyes again, staring right at me. This really disturbed me, so I decided to stay inside with my friends that night until I could come up with a plan to figure out what's going on inside cabin number 4.
Thanks for listening to the No Sleep Podcast. If you love tuning in for these stories, please leave a review to let others know